I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by
a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination,
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Does anyone have stock of their grenades, too?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the correct amount.
Two out of four left.
Okay. When we last left off, you guys were in the catacombs underneath the city after going through... La Boutique Fromage, yes, thank you.
La Boutique Fromage?
So Nina took the car with the evidence of the two wine bottles that poisoned the chef or whatever, she took that. Tobin is with you guys. A bunch of skeletons, French-speaking skeletons, came and rounded you up.
Jacques from Beetlejuice.
you were able to get the idea across that you were friends, so they weren't hurting you, but they did round you up and they took you away.
I mean, if we want to be realistic, I think there's a little skeleton in each of us.
It's like, come on, guys, we all got something in common. It's a little skeleton in each of us.
I got plenty of you in my closet.
Lots of calcium.
The skeleton.
All right. Oh, God, I just remember they're all going to come forward because Josh said he had a bunch of them ready.
Yeah, you got to knock them out.
That was just a tip of the iceberg.
I have a bone to pick with Josh when this episode's done with.
God damn it, Mike, not you two.
It's going to be all of us for
I don't find this conversation the least bit humorous.
Done. I can't.
Cool throws his dice, walks away from the
table. Done, guys, can't do this anymore.
Okay,
take it easy, Pool. We're just giving it a ribbing.
Anyway, okay, so they lead you away. They lead you down a couple more twists and turns through the catacombs. There's still skulls and bones all lying everywhere. They lead you. You hear a lot more voices chattering,
clicking.
You can say bones. Clicking a little bit. Yeah. All in French. You really can't understand. But then you come into like this really large chamber. And there's just like a little seat and table made of bones and stone and everything, and there seems to be one skeleton who looks like he's in charge, and all is running in, reporting, and then like leaving, and he's issuing odd orders of different kinds. So then they shove you guys forward, and one of the skeletons who moved you in quickly explains something to this guy who looks like he would be the leader, and then he comes over and like looks you guys up and down, and he tries to speak in English, but he really doesn't seem to know that much, and he's just like, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And he said, because he recognizes like the patch, he recognizes the suits, and
he's seen the movies.
Eyeballs that skeletons.
Clearly,
these aren't normal skeletons.
Yeah, these aren't normal skeletons. These aren't like the others. He's looking at you guys. He seems to recognize the patch, and he seems to also recognize the equipment. Like he gives you guys like a tug, like to just see that you are indeed wearing it. You're not like faking it or whatever. And
really weird. Out just that skeleton grabbing. He's like,
yeah, it's like, oh, this whole situation is very strange, yeah, to say the least.
It's not the weirdest thing we've seen.
It's not the weirdest. Again, he's very broken English. He's having a hard time communicating. He seems to be like he's like wanting your help with something. He's just like as if you owe something. I guess Tobin, meanwhile, is just sitting there, like...
I'm in heaven, there's bones everywhere.
And they're all moving.
It's like, I can chase him and shoot.
It's like, hey boy, ease up. They're already buried.
He's going to call, another guy over. He's going to call another skeleton over. And this one comes over, and he seems to have a little bit more command of the English language.
It's like old English.
He's no. It's a little bit more modern English. Not, I mean, it's not like as modern as you guys are, but he's it's not old English. Like, dost thou knoweth what?
Wearest thy mother's drapes. Yeah,
he speaks fairly common, but he seems a little slow, and he's so maybe he's not like from England, but he seems to know the language. He just says, the other Ghostbusters made a promise that they were going to help, and things have been going bad. Are you here to help with their promise?
Well, what's going wrong?
The black stuff. This black stuff that woke everybody up. It's,
woke everybody who?
He's like, all of us. It woke all of us up. All the black stuff. It woke everybody up.
So you don't like being awake?
He's like, no, we need to be asleep.
Okay.
He says, but this stuff woke us up, and everybody started yelling, and half of everybody went somewhere else, and we stayed here because we don't want to work for them.
What are they doing?
Work for who?
Yeah.
He's trying to get the words out. He's like, we want to go back to sleep, and they wanted us to work for them to be their army.
Oh, do you know how many they have?
He says there's about half. He's like half of us who woke up.
And half of where are the other Ghostbusters?
He says they came, and they wanted to help, and they helped fight. And then they left to go find out who's in charge.
Yeah, so you don't know who leads the other half.
He says yeah. He can't remember like the name, but he does know that there is like a leader who is in charge of the other side.
Is it a skeleton like you?
He's like no. He looks like he's a man. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
So he's alive.
He's
way to call him out, dude.
Yeah, so harsh. Jesus. Well, they clearly know they're dead.
Like, I'm like almost grabbing our collars, like,
speak for yourself.
Yeah, we're all dead a little.
He seems to understand that he is dead. Like they do kind of realize that, and that they don't belong awake. He says he says I don't know, but he's not like us.
Interesting.
Where did the others go? The other
skeletons or whatever. There was like a disagreement among all the skeletons. Half of them decided to side with this other guy. Half of them decided to not go with them and stay here. And the ones who did side with the bad guys, they're still down here in the catacombs, but they've gone to like the other side of the city, still underneath the catacombs and stuff. But there's like scouts, and he's able to explain that they've been fighting on and off. And it's just like block takeovers, you know, basically. Like they're basically... I'm assuming you're gonna be talking with him for like a few minutes, so I can just get you guys all the information out. He basically gives you guys the idea that there is a turf war happening between these skeletons and the other skeletons who are siding with whoever this guy is who's leading them, and he starts translating.
The bloods and the
slimes and the, you know,
and the boners.
The French skeleton who's like in charge starts wanting him to translate a little bit, but he's like, you know, trying his best. And as he's translating, he's talking for the head guy. He says that when there was this huge disagreement, he didn't want them. All of these skeletons here didn't want to join with the bad guy because the bad guy who's in charge wants to come in and take over all of France. And this guy is very proud to be French. He doesn't want anyone invading. So he took the skeletons who didn't want to join up. And he says that they've joined together and they're calling themselves the Underground French Resistance.
I guess these must be World War II era, then.
Do you want to ask?
Like, yeah, do you know, like, when were you alive? I mean, I'm just out of curiosity's sake, it may help us, you know, this.
He doesn't really remember. He can't really remember, but he just, like...
Oh, then, sir.
The more you ask, they don't seem to have a memory of who they were before they died. They just know
they
that
just
they
just know that this is wrong.
Yeah, they know that, they're, like, they're agitated by being awake. They know they don't belong here.
So,
but these guys, they make it clear that they're
you're gonna kill Pool, by the way.
They look at themselves. they make it clear that they're looking at themselves as sort of like the defenders of Paris right now. Just like they're the last line of defense before these things come up and hurt everyone who lives up above. Because they are aware that they're not human. They're aware that they're skeletons and they don't really belong up on with the land of the living. And they were able to talk to the other Ghostbusters International, and they apparently had some sort of thing worked out where the Ghostbusters had helped them.
where's the black slime coming from?
It's
like the first good question you asked.
The head French skeleton, he doesn't seem very trustworthy of you guys because he finds it weird that the...
Another group of Ghostbusters is here.
Yeah, another group of Ghostbusters is here, and he was told that, you know, this is all very dangerous, and that before the other Ghostbusters left, to not really be trusting of people because this is a very serious situation. So he finds that, you know, he's not, like, angry yet, but he's definitely suspicious, and he wants to be sure that you guys are good guys before he's going to tell you anything about where the slime is, where the Ghostbusters are, or anything else like that. So what he's going to ask is that you guys go with a scout troop to recon, find out some information on where the bad skeletons are moving, and maybe if you can take some of them out, and if you prove that you're good guys, he wants to help you out.
Well, yeah, because like these are physical skeletons, like we can't trap them.
That's true.
We're gonna end up. It's gonna like dry bones in Mario. We're gonna blast them into pieces, and they're gonna pull back together after a couple. Minutes.
And they're not gonna get the parts right, so there's gonna be like six skeleton to one abomination body.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be giving Doug ideas.
It'll be like when I went to the catacombs in Dark Souls. Just skeletons everywhere and traps. And I think I just want to go home. All
right. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I mean,
so yes, we'll do this.
We would probably be rallying the troops if you weren't already rallied.
So he said. So the French captain, he says some more things to this translator, and he's gonna say, "All right, well, we're gonna give you guys a couple more of our own, and they're gonna lead you, and we're gonna find out, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this. So if you guys are all good to go, I'll say that there's two of them. They're like start hunching down and sneaking. They're gonna say, "Come on this way," and they're gonna like lead you down. These two are not, no. In fact, you didn't see, there's no guns, there's no real swords. It's been mostly stuff like made out of like bone staffs and spears. Okay. And
well, that's what I meant.
Yeah. But you really haven't seen any like actual swords or any other real weapons.
So literally they are using whatever they can.
Whatever they can find, basically, okay, yeah.
So this is basically a heavy metal song waiting to happen.
So these two skeletons, they start leading the way, and they're motioning for you to be like really quiet. You're going for like maybe 5-10 minutes, you know, a good while, going through a bunch of different twists and turns before they seem to get where they wanted to go, and they're telling you to be like quiet and crouch down. There's like a pile of skulls and bones, and you seem to enter like another large chamber that mirrors like where you met with everyone else before, and you see a bunch of more skeletons, but these ones are covered in black slime, just like dripping with black slime. And they are all surrounding, I'd say, let me try to think of how many skeletons are. I'd say there's about like maybe 50.
Where's the flag that we get and bring back?
there's like 50 of these skeletons all dripping with black slime. And there is a river of black slime separating you and them. And these 50 skeletons, like, because it's a large chamber, they are surrounding what looks like a regular guy. And this regular guy, he's like behind a bunch of them, so you really can't get a very good look at him, but he's got hair, skin, you know, seeing these in regular modern clothes, and he's talking to them in French, and he's just seems to be issuing out orders and trying to get them all riled up and excited.
How wide is the river of black slime?
But he's not covered in black slime.
No,
but it's not corroding the skeletons.
No.
So these skeletons are black skeletons.
I mean, you could say that because they're literally like, it's almost like it's oozing out of their bones. It's just like constantly dripping down.
So how far are we away from them?
Well, with the river being between you, I'll say a good 15-20 feet between you and the nearest,
How wide is the river? 5?
The river itself? 5, yeah, I'll say it's like 5 feet.
You can make that jump.
You can jump, right?
You can jump that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not as big as the first river that you guys saw down there.
Okay, so we can jump that.
This is like a channel that's off of it.
Yeah. All of our skeletons are bone white.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we can tell the difference.
Play chess.
You're the only person with a slime pack, but we've got slime grenades.
Right, because that's what I was thinking. I just wanted to, like, I was just going to lob a grenade.
Maybe we should lob a grenade on either side so it hits everything, because it just gets the whole area.
Well, if we can like, roll it to meet that guy, if the effect can stun him, we can take him with us.
Okay, yeah.
I will say, a slime grenade landing next to a person, and if it goes off, especially if you're not expecting it, would
nobody expects the slime grenade.
Nobody expects a slime grenade.
But why would you?
and I have a feeling that the skeletons may be able to like rebuild or something with the black slime. Who knows? I'm just assuming that.
You're just assuming worst case scenario.
Regardless, yeah. We do also know that, I mean, the slime has an effect on black slime.
It nullifies it.
Yeah. So it should nullify maybe any of the extra abilities they have.
I like the idea of rolling it under.
Who wants to
Judge Dredd style?
Who wants to roll it?
You have five seconds to disperse.
I've got a bunch of them, so I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay. So how are you guys gonna do this? Right now you're like under like a, you know, you're crunched down kneeling behind a pile of bones basically.
Alright, I'm going to step out as quietly as possible and like just go over the little river thing.
Hop it over
and
the
just roll right towards them.
You're gonna give me a moves to sneak, and then if it's successful, I'll give me another moves for throwing of it. Oh yeah, you do pretty good with the slime pack and everything. Even though it would normally jingle around or whatever, you definitely do. You sneak out. No one seems to have noticed you yet. You're throwing it a decent distance, not too much. I'm just gonna say,
well, like underhand. Like
yeah. So and you just like throw it like under some legs, basically.
Yeah, just try and get it.
Go ahead and give me another moves then.
Okay.
Well, another two. When he's getting to roll it, I'm gonna back up. So I have room for running start.
Okay.
I'll follow suit with Josh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you hit the button, toss it in. I would say they really don't seem to notice. It's almost like they just heard a stone drop. A couple at the far end closest to you guys kind of like move their heads around like they heard something, but they're by no means reacting to it. This thing goes off and just a huge slime waves everywhere. There's definite confusion, so if you were going to take advantage of a surprise now, if, I don't know if you had
it. Now, it's pushed them apart, right? Because it landed in the middle of
if it landed, it didn't do it, like, a perfect,
no,
you know,
right.
thing or whatever, but yeah, it definitely did knock several of them over.
There's an opening.
There is an opening, and there's this slime all over the ground, you know.
Maybe we should human... Did it hit him?
I'd say that some of it hit him. Yeah, I'd say some slime hit him. He's still standing, okay. I would say. But he's definitely, like, slime covering, like, Harvey Two-Face style. Just lands on him. He's like, what the hell?
He's dazed.
Yeah, he's definitely not reacting.
Punch him.
The plan is to not kill him.
Yeah. I'm gonna do what I can. I'm gonna run in. I'm gonna jump it. I'm gonna try to slide on the slime if I have to.
Depending on how well you stick the landing.
Exactly. And then I'm just going to sock him in the jaw and get my hands on him and ask for everybody else to kind of have
everyone ever just coming in right behind you.
I'll just cover me. Just cover me as I try to exit.
I'll follow him across.
I will hang back on this side of the river and just fire a couple proton streams and kind of give LaForge some covering fire.
Okay.
I'll hop across just in case he needs another person over there.
So you'll two on one side, two on the other
side.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, I'm definitely going to ask for multiple rolls from Josh.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
Okay. So I guess moves first to jump and land, right?
Yeah. I would say, you know, you run, you clear the river, you land, you don't get a perfect landing because of the slime everywhere, but you are there and you're ready to go. So it's,
I want to hit him hard enough just so that he's not going to fight back.
Okay, I'll get a move from you in a muscles from you in a second, and then Adam, you're going to jump right after him.
I want to go over there. It took out a number of skeletons, I assume.
A decent amount. I mean,
also,
they're not done for. Like, it knocked over quite a few.
Did the black slime on them? Is it having?
I will. Okay, I'll say when it goes off, the ones that are knocked over, the ones who got covered in the green slime, the green slime the most, they are. There's like smoke coming off of them, and they are like it's almost like it's burning them. And they're like letting out a couple screams, and just the gross bubble sounds and everything. They don't like it.
As Josh is getting ready, because he's about to start. I would like to emphasize. I mean, we're just jumping over this. This is a canal of black slime.
Yeah, so don't fall in.
Don't be afraid to spend some brownie points over there.
And also don't roll a ghost die.
You are carrying a pack as well, you know,
heavy
proton
pack. I have first aid, but I don't think I can bring you back from drowning in
an acid.
I'm sure I'll get across, no problem. I think five is more than enough to get across.
Are you spending brownie points, or is that enough? Is that your standard?
That's my standard.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely get across. You get across, you don't really land in any slime. Boom, you just stick the finger there.
All right, then
you're just going to follow him in there and like try and grab this guy?
Yeah,
so
I'll probably need your help.
Yeah, I'll help with that.
All right, I'll ask, so coming over to Wall and Pool, you guys are going to try and take out some other...
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of give those guys some cover fire, see if I can...
Right, just see what you can take out of the ones who are still standing.
Yeah. Hit the ones with the spears.
Yeah, I would say you probably take out like at least two of them. And when you do, because this is a regular proton stream.
Yeah, proton stream.
Just... cut them in half, just fall over, and they're just clicking along, you know, clicking along the stone floor.
I'll go ahead and wider...
Proton
pistol.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say you probably get, like, maybe two or three more now. Like, the ones who are still staying, maybe a few that are still alive, but, like, they're on the ground from the slime grenade hit. But from the ones that are standing, you have cleared a path. Josh has, like, now a clear path to this guy. So if you
want
to go
ahead
and...
their heads... to explode like bottle empty bottles of liquor.
not too far off. So now you got a clear path. It's a little slimy on the ground, but you mean you've already landed and you're just making a good run for it. You got, I mean, well, Pool had the boots actually, so. But regardless, you're heading for this guy. You're gonna just.
I'm gonna try to sock him in the jaw. That could have been so much better.
You feel good about it. Mm-hmm. It's a solid hit. You land. You know, he still hasn't even really seen you yet because he's still recovering from the slime covering his face and half of his body or whatever. So you take that to your advantage. You hit him in the face. He lets out a cry of, you know, like a cry of like surprise and pain. You hit him and then you grab him. But then he immediately, like, because he still hasn't even seen you yet. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you grab him, you have your arms around him, he's just going to grab you and just flip you off of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like I land facing the other direction, sliding away and going, oh, this is the game we're playing.
Basically, this was just, this what this role represented was just, did the punch affect him? And the answer is no.
Okay. But he is solid. Like, I can.
Oh, yeah, that. He is solid, yeah.
Okay, good. Like, but not in the sense that, like, it's Kotal with solid.
No. This, as far as you can, this guy is solid. He feels like a real dude. When he flips you, it's not like a god flips you. Like,
no,
it's
but it's like somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yes,
flips me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Josh is less offended.
Like it was like because you go, you hit him, you grab him, and immediately this guy is like instinct takes over. Boom! Get off me! Just took your weight and just used it against you, and now
great.
You're separated.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go
in the motion after I stand up. I drop my proton pack.
just take off the pack. Okay, I'll say at this point, some of the skeletons are trying to get up. It's very slippery, so it's gonna take like maybe another round before anyone can get really serious about it. But you guys are definitely seeing another opportunity coming up of like what you're gonna have to help everybody out. Briggs, are you gonna like just try? You just gonna run by LaForge now, or what do you want to do?
And I'm just gonna try and plow this guy to the ground. Just have LaForge just. Pound his face in.
Just tackle him?
Yeah. It's 25, 29.
Alright, yeah. So, you got a proton pack on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with all of that in consideration, I'll say that he's got his back to you. And because he's looking at Josh right now, is like just surprised that there's another person here, but it's like ready to actually kind of fight. You just launch right into this guy, like right in the back, grab him around the waist, and you just take him right down to the ground. He's there, he's on the ground, he wasn't expecting.
Okay, good. I hope his face just hit the ground really hard.
It did, it probably hurt, but it's, you know.
I hope so.
So he's, alright, he's down for the count, well, for now at least.
My Josh, please punch this guy a lot.
So you've got him on the ground, and
Josh,
so
go!
I'll say, you can see some, like, skeletons still covered in black slime, but they're, like, burning from, like, the green slime and everything. Some of them are crawling on the ground, other ones are standing. I'm assuming you're just gonna go for the ones who are easier targets of standing or whatever, but...
I'm gonna kind of just
keep it clear.
I'm just gonna fire and just weave a path of destruction across these guys. Just, like, kind of, like, wave it.
If they're on the ground, aim down, cook them, you know? Like,
whoever I can hit, I'm gonna hit.
Okay, alright, go ahead. You definitely take out, like, five. You know, like, easy, like, they're done, that's it, like... Using a regular proton stream is just like a laser of death cutting through.
What are our scout buddies doing besides cowering?
They were, well, they didn't run over with you guys. Like, they were just, I
don't take it like 3 seconds.
Yes. This really has only taken 3 seconds, and you didn't really explain
didn't
to them. Yeah, you really didn't explain them that you were going to attack, so they're back there sort of watching.
There's a random one, hello Z!
I'll say they're back, like, where Wall and Pool are. They're just back there chilling out, watching you guys. They're not running away, but they're definitely like, wanting to help, but they have no idea what's going on. Like, your magical packs and stuff.
I don't want to hurt this person because I don't know them.
Right.
I'm going to run and jump on him and push. So, like the baseball player sliding into home, mm-hmm. my hand's out, and I'm going to push him towards the door, slide him like a piece of shuffleboard.
Towards the river?
Towards the river. But I'm not trying to push him.
Right.
Because we're still like, what, like...
If you just specify that you want to push him in that direction but not into the river, then that's
fine. Yeah,
that's
not the goal. Okay. I don't want to melt.
Just give me muscles. Oh yeah, it would work. So, you definitely slide him. You slide him pretty good. He goes about where you expected him to go. He doesn't go too far into the slime. Now that you're on the ground and you're seeing skeletons who are cut in half and stuff, you know, and they still got black slime, you're noticing that maybe some of the black slime is mixing in with the green and it's burning a little bit. You're not hurt. You really knew. You think, well, maybe I shouldn't stay on this ground.
And right. You're rolling around in it.
Well, you were on the guy's back.
Yeah, and then you rolled, but like you got up. It's just, you just know I'm not saying just laying on the ground hurts you, but you're definitely saying,
it's
wait
not
a minute,
a good idea.
It's not safe.
Or yeah. Boots are smoking.
Yeah. as soon as he does that, I'm like, cool. I'm like, cool. Tether him across the river somehow.
What? No, Nedim, don't tether
him. Yeah, I'm not going to
tether him. Tether him across the river, gravity's still going to pull him in.
No.
It's a horrible excuse. She's like, I misread your instructions entirely. I didn't know what the plan was.
No, I knew what the plan was. Well, no, I'm not saying, like tether him, like...
I'm not tethering him.
It's like we push him, I go, pull now, and he just pulls out his pistol and executes.
I thought you meant kill him now.
I open his mouth and just stick a grenade. Alright, so I'm going to quickly move to the edge of the river and fire a net.
Just net on the guy?
On him, yeah.
Okay. You fire the net, it goes, and it hits this guy and sort of sticks right, so that it's like holding him onto the ground.
Okay.
So I wave my hands to the skeletons, mm-hmm. and I make a motion of one hand grasping the other, mm-hmm. and I say, like, I motion them to hop in the slime to get this guy across.
Okay. They'll look at each other, kind of confused, like, they're like, okay, and they're gonna come over, and they'll start, like, wading into it a little bit.
They, like, put their toe in, like,
they'll start trying to climb into it a little bit, and you definitely hear, like, little bubbling, hissing things, like it's burning, but they're fine, and they're gonna come in. Since it's not that wide, I would say the two of them standing into it would probably be, like, just under, like, right around the torso, like, their shoulders and head are clear above it.
Yeah.
So they're standing there, and they're sort of like, come on, yeah, like, as if they're gonna,
like, hand it. Well, I'll grab one of the hands of the one that's closest to us, so that way he doesn't get pulled downstream.
Okay. Actually, before you do that, let me get this guy's turn.
Okay.
Because he definitely doesn't like being stuck down anyway. Okay. Well, he breaks out of the slime on his own, throws his body around, and it snaps out. Gets up.
Strong dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't look it though. Mm. Looks fairly slim, fairly normal. So he's out of the slime. He stands, and he can see. So you guys are there because you just pushed him. He's got it covered in slime. But when when he stands. Where all the green slime was, like, that, like, hit him, like, halfway or whatever, it's smoking as if it's burning him.
So it's like Two-Face?
He's not burnt like Two-Face, but okay. It is, like, smoking, like, in the same way, it's having the same effect on the skeletons. Like, the skeletons are burning.
I don't think he's human.
Or at least he's got some kind of power, yeah.
But I'm assuming he's not human for now.
I mean, I've got an anti-possession.
Take
juice.
His back would be to you guys.
And we're already slimed, so...
like, the gross dirt catacomb slime all over, caked all over.
I was slime before that.
Yeah.
Herbage still on me.
You were in a dumpster like, 20 minutes ago.
I got pieces of a styrofoam cup.
I'm still literally
banana
as close
is still
as
on the back of your proton pack.
I'm still literally as close to him as I could be without
stepping into the slime. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and just
hose him.
Open the valve. Mm-hmm.
So you would cover him... You cover his back decently well. You see it starts to have a similar effect, almost like a green. Sort of like how what the black slime would do to you guys, the green slime is doing to this guy.
Hmm. I wonder if we maybe just pushed him.
Does it look like he's feeling it?
Yes.
Okay.
So he turns, he sees that he sees two more guys who look like these two guys who did all this stuff to him, and he just gets like this really angry face, and he bamps into like a bluish, ghostly energy, and then falls into the black slime and disappears.
Fuck, all that for nothing.
Alright, what's happened with the other skeletons? Like the, you know,
well, now that this guy 40. this guy seems to have disappeared, well, he's gone into the black slime and he's disappeared, the rest of these skeletons are still trying to get up and collect amongst themselves, they're talking amongst themselves, others trying to help each other up or whatever.
I'm gonna pick up the skeleton that I have that's mm-hmm. in the slime.
Pull him onto your
yeah,
side?
Pull him on
okay, you pull him on and he's just kind of like kicking off, he's trying to kick off this the black slime that's on his legs, he's like, he's just disgusted by it, he doesn't like it. Yeah, the others, so they're the couple that are like, least affected, and some that are standing, they definitely see these two gentlemen on their side with another skeleton that's not one of them, and they start shouting in French. And like, so they're making it look like they're clear that they're pissed off and they're going to want to attack.
Well, I want my proton pack back.
You're going to have to go get it.
I'll clear a path for them.
Okay.
I will just basically just take a sweeping arc, just taking out any and all skeletons that are in between us and
I
can. I
feel so good about this.
Well, I mean...
Because I'll say that your pack is in the center of this room.
20.
Basically. 20? Yeah, you do a pretty good job. It's like, because now there's nothing between you and the skeletons, because like Josh is like, you know, like right next to you or whatever. So you just open up, just
like the end of Congo.
I'm gonna say you probably hit at least 10 of them.
Oh, good.
I'll say there's a path if you want to go for it. You know, if you want to try.
Yeah.
It. Okay. Do you want to? Are you gonna like slide and grab it? Or are you just gonna run over and grab it? Like?
Well, I know there's black slime on the floor, but it hasn't gotten through my suit yet.
Right. It's kind of mixed with the green, like very dark green now.
Okay. So I'm sickly looking. I'm gonna run and try to slide in and grab it. And I'm gonna try to grab the proton. The neutrona one.
Mm-hmm.
And swing it in like a kneecapping arc.
Like in front of you as you go forward?
Yeah, low.
Okay, triple. Give me moves. Your knee, so like you go, you run, and you're sliding, and you're going past other skeletons who are like reaching for you, or you know, whatever.
Don't forget the scream.
Yeah, your knees are bumping on, you know, on the cobblestone bottom of this thing.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's like being at like a shitty water park. Like where the slides aren't.
But you definitely, you do grab your proton pack, and that's just gonna be another standard move just to take out whatever's around. You're still sliding, and you're trying to shoot. And as you shoot, you're cutting through, you know, a few skeletons that maybe are standing and they're falling around you. I'll say a couple have like tried to grab you as you're sliding by, like ones that are like severed in half or trying to reach up. And for a couple that have tried to grab you and pull at you, you feel a little bit of burning from them grabbing you. And for the last, as your slide comes to an end and you're cutting through, you're coming towards one. You cut him in half, and his body just falls on top of you, and the black slime starts to burn. So I'll say two brownie points, and you can shove them off you without taking further damage. All
right. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you got, so you do have one skeleton buddy on your side. One of the skeleton buddies on your guys' side across the river, and Josh is at the other end of this room with some little bits of black slime that have burned him, but he's otherwise okay. It's like after the crazy 88 fight in Kill Bill.
Couple,
you know, yeah, there's a couple like, oh, like just lying around. They're burned from the green slime. A couple were cut in half by proton packs. A couple are destroyed by proton packs. So it's definitely a mess. It's not going to be too much of a challenge.
Are our skeletons, the two of them, clapping? Like, they're happy? Like, we're kicking ass?
They're just kind of like, I mean, well, you can't really see any expression
they're
on their face.
They're always smiling.
It's kind of along for the ride.
Show me those pearly whites. Give me a smile, baby.
As far as you can tell, they're definitely all for what you're doing. But again, it's hard to read them because they're not really talking because it is a little noisy.
They try to whistle. They just can't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the noise they make. They don't have lungs either, so.
Right, yeah.
They technically shouldn't be making talking noises. But
it's magic. Like, it's magic.
It sound
you
like
play
the aliens
shit.
From Mars Attacks.
Lots of clacking.
It's like I'm trying to.
It's
tell
just. It's, like, well, it's like their jaw. You can definitely hear every bone move and every jaw clack happen, but they do speak with a voice that sounds human. All right. So, what would you guys like to do? Did you want to clean up the rest, or do you want to try and get the hell out of there?
I think we should. A tactical retreat is in order. There's not much left we can really
There's
do
really
here.
No.
Are you gonna hop? So you're gonna hop across?
Yeah.
Just give me standard moves to hop across. Just to make sure you make it.
Oh, what about the one skeleton on our side? Does he just, like, walk through or does he jump across?
In his case, he'll probably jump across.
What's he weigh, like 50 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, like nothing, really.
Yeah, I'll chuck him across. I'll throw him like a javelin, like, stand straight.
So then, yeah, okay, so you're back on your side. You guys are going to head back. The skeletons are going to
I'm
going to
let
back.
These guys exit first, and before I leave this room, I'm going to leave our gracious host a little parting present and just launch a boson dart across. Yeah, maybe just to deter followers.
Right, okay.
I don't know why I feel so bad about this.
Yeah, it's weird. I think you were on my side for killing the wolf.
It was a murderer.
It was a wolf.
It was going to eat us alive.
No, this
and
is,
it had already chewed the bone.
This was after it was down, and I wanted to kill it in case.
I love the moral discussion that's happening.
Yeah. It's like, but the difference is, it was an active threat. You can't convert a dog. Like, it's not.
Can't you? I look at Tobin.
Tobin winks. Tobin started. Tobin started on
Tobin's got a high cool, that's all I'm saying. It's like, Tobin's cool is through the roof.
Wait, 22 and a ghost for that buzz on dart.
Well, so you're like backing up, like, and if any one of you sons of bitches think about following us.
No, like
so, okay.
Keep the chain, filthy animal.
You fire the boson dart, and it hits where you want it to hit or whatever, but I'll say the roof starts to crumble like bones and stone and everything, so it's like, it's not like there's going to be a massive cave-in, but when you shoot, it was enough to shake enough things loose where just whatever stones that were left in the ceiling, they just crush whatever bones were down below. So you're just sort of like, don't you follow us, this is to show you who's boss! I just killed the rest. All right then, hope no one saw that. But you've left your mark for
so
sure.
Yeah, like a French, like, barbershop or like little deli, just drop
a bistro. You see a chair drop in, a guy fall into it, and then a table and his coffee.
Kiss, kiss it.
He just looks
quoi?
Où est moi?
What? Bonjour, and leaves.
And the flowers are still standing.
So, you guys make your way back. Those two buddy skeletons lead the way. When they lead you back to the what seems to be the headquarters of these other skeletons, they come in. They excitedly start chattering about what you guys had done, apparently describing everything that had happened.
Josh pulls out a pad and starts writing them a bill.
That'll be about
36,000 bones.
Beat me to it.
God damn it. Oh, God.
Well, I can't ask them for a pound of flesh.
They explain to their command everything that had happened, and from what body language you can kind of discern what's happening is he seems to be pretty excited. He gives him like a pat on the backbone, you know, like good job,
clack clack clack.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And they go off to do another duty of theirs, and he wants the translator to come back, and the guy starts translating. He says, "We heard that you fought very bravely, and that you took out a whole bunch of them, and you are indeed Ghostbusters, like the other who came before you." As the leader skeleton is like waiting for this to be translated, he comes over and he starts shaking your hands, and the other one says he wants to welcome you to the French Resistance, and then he goes and gives you a on one side of each, except there's no lips, so it's just a closed skull, just turn. There's no actual kiss. It's just like
it still makes the noise though.
Yeah, well, you can say it makes the noise. So it's like cheekbone to cheekbone is basically what you get, and then he gives you a pat.
I didn't get a boner.
So he says he's gonna start to explain what he knows. What'd you say?
Roll for boner.
Roll for boners. Ghost eye. It's like,
did I get a boner?
No. Alright.
Well, wait.
Ghost eye comes out.
Alright, here's Briggs ruining his entire cool.
No boner.
Ghostlight comes up. Yes. You don't have to. You gotta really roll to see if you got sexually aroused by the dead person.
Nope. I only rolled one.
Alright.
Oh,
it's up to you now.
No, he did it. He rolled a one. He was the least aroused out of all of you.
Most aroused.
Or the most.
Yeah, because the ghost die is zero. That's all I'm saying.
No, I was gonna say, if you rolled a ghost die, that's bad.
Yeah, that's a zero.
Yeah, if I got a boner when a skeleton kissed me. That's bad.
I don't understand myself.
John thought about it for a moment. He goes, "Wait a second. That's not what I want. That's not what I want at all."
He opened Paul's laptop and just pictures of Callista Flockhart on it and stuff.
Oh!
Damn!
You know what? Give whatever.
Like, after the season's over, you guys make it back to the States. It's just like, what's going on? Oh, nothing. I was just reading IMDb about people and actresses. Who added the entire full show of Ally McBeal onto my Insta queue? Oh, that was me. Sorry.
You guys remember the Ally McBeal? It was a pretty good show.
I just watched it on Netflix. So the commander, he starts explaining that the Ghostbusters had helped. They'd come down, they pretty much did the exact same thing. They came and they held off a few other things. Well, they were also investigating, and when they were basically working together. It got to a point where the Ghostbusters had taken out a bunch of skeletons that were around. They were able to get a good foothold in here. And once they'd established themselves in this area, the International Ghostbusters said that they were gonna go try and find out who's responsible, and they left. The commander just says, but since you've proven that you're with us, I'll give you something that they left us to help defend. And he calls, like, snaps his little bone fingers, and another skeleton comes up with, like, something wrapped in, like, a canvas bundle, and he puts it out in front of you, and he opens it up, and you guys can recognize it as a dark matter generator, but it has been heavily damaged.
I got something to fix.
We got something to fix.
Tobin looks up, he's like,
I gotta give you a brownie point for that. Just one.
Poor Tobin, man.
So we gotta take him for a W-A-L-K. He's
like, we got a spell in front of the dog.
Do they know?
So, yeah, you guys can recognize that, especially Briggs, because you would be the plans and everything. You recognize that it is, in fact, the Dark Matter Generator. But it has been heavily damaged. Looks like there was black slime burns on it. Some pieces even seem to be missing. But
one of the skeletons just stuck a bone in it. They didn't know how it works.
Well, he says that the Ghostbusters did explain how to work. Like, you just take this guy, like, the lead guy can take this into battle if you need to clear it, because there's tunnels and stuff, you know? And this thing is basically like a glorified
shotgun
that shoots dark matter. So, yeah, he gives it to you, and he says if you do find the International Ghostbusters, give them our thanks for helping. And we will stay here and make sure that none of this other evil stuff comes forward. As long as we're down here, our job is not done, and we're gonna hold the line.
I say, viva la resistance.
Okay, the slime grenades, the slime that came off and went on the black skeletons, mm-hmm. it actively, like, the slime...
It did do stuff, yes.
It harmed them.
Yes.
I give them my two remaining grenades.
Okay.
And I say, use these when you're up against a large group.
Okay. And some of that, like, you know, you hand it to him.
One just goes, click.
I'll show him how to use it. I'm like, hit this, be careful.
Pretty much most of them would have no idea what a grenade is, but there's a few that would seem to know.
He's like, a pomegranate? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Grenade! But you explain it, and then some of them understand the concept of what a grenade is. And they say, so they will lead you to where they led the International Ghostbusters for the last time that they saw them. Because you asked before, do they know where the slime was coming from? He says that they didn't know, but he heard the International Ghostbusters saying that it may be coming further east, like maybe from Germany. So if they lead you, it's probably like maybe another like 10-15 minutes, but then they come to you come to this place where it looks more like a sewer system, like you're leaving the catacombs, it's just look more modern, and they get to a point where there's like a manhole and a ladder, and they say, you know, all right, that's where they left, like that's it, that's they're pointing, indicating that this is they're not going any further, but that's where they went. So you're there under a manhole with the ladder leading up. There's sunlight coming through some of the holes in the manhole, but otherwise, you know, this is normal sewer versus catacombs. And those skeletons, they leave. They're gone.
Okay. Right. So Briggs, you're first.
I wave. I'll go first. I always go first.
One of us has the dark matter.
I'll carry the dark matter generator.
How does it work? It's in the game, everything was like one streamlined pack, wasn't it?
Yeah. This basically is like basically what you're gonna have to do is unhook the neutrona wand. Hook this up to it, and this
okay.
So you're not using a neutron. This is like its own individual piece that connects.
But still,
can you carry both?
Not really. Like it's you know, it'd be a real pain. Plus,
man.
You'd have to switch it out. Even the pack itself has to be reworked to fit the dark
energy. Okay.
It's not just they're not interchangeable parts. So Briggs is going up first.
Yeah.
Okay, you get up. When you open it, it's daylight. Daylight comes pouring in. It's very bright, but you do notice that you are in the middle of a street. There's currently no traffic coming around. Like, it's like maybe in between red lights and stuff. But you do recognize that the street you are on is right in front of the hotel that you guys are staying at. And it was also where the International Ghostbusters stayed at.
Huh. That's interesting. Hey, guys. Hotel.
Cool.
Climb out.
Can we get out of the sewer?
Paul's just like, yeah, great. I don't care. Like,
move your ass.
We could have gotten back in the hotel anyway. Yeah,
so you're gonna help everyone,
yeah,
everyone climbs up?
I guess before everyone leaves, I'm gonna pass Tobin.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that's another thing too, is you have to help, you know, get Tobin up there. It's not that tall, so
okay.
it's not
well,
like
I mean, with two of us on the ladder, one of us can hand his Tobin, we can pass him.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant. I just didn't want to be like the last one. Like,
I immediately
right,
worry about
right, yeah.
It's you and me. Here, if you piggyback, right?
Tobin just remembers us falling down the pyramid and missing the entrance of the
site. I mean,
if Tobin's like,
I'll say this. you guys can either, you know, figure out a way to lift Tobin out of there, but even if worse came to worse, you just... Like, Poole could just hug Tobin up like this and have someone slime net you guys together. So now it's like when a person carries, like, the baby on their front vest or whatever. It's just like
way too intimate.
So anyway, you guys get up there. Tobin's up there with you. You're back in front of the hotel. I'd say that at this point, Nina had already brought the Geist one back, so it's parked, like, you know, in the parking lot nearby.
The horde needs a shower. He smells bad.
You all need a shower. Yeah. Like, you all smell bad. You've all been slimed.
Like, you haven't been rolling around in slime with me.
In the catacombs.
In a dirty French grave.
To be fair.
A mass grave. You were rolling around in a French mass grave.
In France.
Now, as dirty as a grave...
In Paris.
As dirty as a grave is, I still wasn't in a French dumpster.
What's the urine... What's the urine content of that black slime?
That said, none of the others were in a French dumpster.
It's true.
It's true.
That is true.
You cannot take that away from this.
If you've been in the street,
you have. Oh! And he's right.
We've lost all French listeners.
Yes, we have.
So you guys are in front of the hotel. You're going to head in. Like, what's the plan? What would you like to do now?
We've kind of taken over the room that they've been using, right?
Yes, so, yes.
Yeah. And there's one table that they use as, like, a pseudo workstation. I want to see if there's any way I can start maybe repairing the dark matter generator for use.
Alright, I mean, are you guys going to go in and just get cleaned up, or are you going to just go in and immediately get to work?
Well, I want to get cleaned up because, A, he smells like garbage, and we smell like death.
Now I'm going to boil my clothes.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. Okay. And then from there, once I work on the dark matter...
you guys just march through the main lobby of this 5-star French hotel dripping with slime and dirt and
we do it in New York all the time. They're okay with it.
They didn't roll out the red carpet?
No, not for you this time. But you know, whatever. You just get some weird looks. You go up to the room. Nina's in like one of the other side, like because you guys got there's two linking rooms or whatever. She sees that you guys are just covered in mess. She's like, I went back to the restaurant and you guys were gone. Is everything, you know? Clearly you're alive, but is there anything that we should be concerned about?
Skeletons, lots of skeletons. They're down there. Some are nice, some are bad.
There is a war happening beneath the city that is comically awesome.
And we might be making a trip to Germany.
She goes, oh, okay, well...
I still think there might be another clue here. I just have a feeling there's another clue here in the hotel.
There's got to be something that connects to Germany. Germany's a pretty big place to start looking.
Yeah. while I'm in my undershirt, boxers, and socks while my clothes are boiling...
He still reeks of garbage.
I'm sure he's showered by this point.
Yeah, I would... I'd like to make an occult roll. Mm-hmm. Based on the appearance of the man that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
What was his style of dress?
He was wearing modern clothes. I'll say that you really couldn't tell what was underneath. It just seemed like a normal, just like a normal shirt. But he had over everything was a long, dark brown trench coat. He was clean shaven. He was a white guy. He had, I don't want to say spiked hair, but he definitely had like a modern stylish look. And to describe him, I would say this guy looked like a cross between Sting and David Bowie. Like, very thin, sort of, like...
That's so almost,
so
like,
pronounced, certainly like...
attractive. He would be attractive, yes. He would be an attractive
man. So, like, it's like almost Aryan Danish, that kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there's only two things I can't stand. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch. All right, I'm going to make an occult roll to see if there's any stories of necromancers from Germany or Scandinavia.
Okay.
That match this man's description, okay. or his actions, or commanding black slimy skeletons.
The worst kind.
In history, there have been people that have commanded armies of the dead.
Of course.
Yeah. This guy, as far as like how he looks and the location and where you think it may have something, maybe to do with Germany. Certainly has something to do with France. This guy was speaking French. This person does not sound like anything that you're familiar with. This person's like completely an enigma when it comes to that. But yeah, the method of having an army, like trying to get like
the method of command,
the method of commanding skeletons and trying to get skeletons to do your bidding, that has happened, but not to any one person in particular. But like you think the slime obviously has something to do with it, that was able to not mind control them, but in a sense
influence them.
Yeah.
I'm real quick. I'm gonna follow up with Nina on her trip to the police station.
Okay. When she dropped off the line and everything, they were going to have to go, they have to get it tested. The police inspector did want to talk to you guys about the murder that happened on the train. Okay. Oh yeah, and she was unaware about the maitre d' possibly being a murderer. So she left, he was still standing outside the restaurant when she left it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's basically
getting
still
more
waiting.
More and more frustrated.
I'm sure. I'm sure he by now he probably has gone inside and noticed that you guys are gone. But you know.
So I guess we'll tell the police.
Okay. Do you want to call him up and like talk
to
them?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Okay. When that happens, you tell them. I'm assuming you tell them everything. You tell them to look out for this guy. So they're gonna. They're definitely gonna go look to bring him in for questioning. The inspector that had to do with the murder on the train said that they did, you know, autopsy report and everything else, and obviously this person died because their throat was ripped open, but they did find two puncture marks on the neck as the entryway before it just ripped this guy's entire throat out.
All right, so do you want to go ahead and...
I'm waiting to start engineering.
Okay, so
you figure out what's wrong with it.
Now, before you do it, give me a standard brains roll. Okay. I'll say with 14 and a ghost, if like, I'm assuming, are you guys gonna be all sitting in like the same room or whatever right now? Just, I'm sure you're all talking and we're on the phone and everything. Briggs
There's
ghost.
Nothing good on French TV.
Yeah. So Briggs goes to sit down at the workstation. He sees that there's like a note, like the hotel, like note, like a notepad or whatever, but he just shoves it off the table and just into the dustbin. But you guys see that, so one of you can just pick it up instead. And when you do, you see the imprint of writing on it. Someone ripped a note off of it.
Do we have any pencils or anything?
Yeah, that's what you'd have.
I'm gonna, Big Lebowski style, see the picture of a man with a giant penis.
When you do, so if you do the pencil technique to figure out what's on this thing, you do see it gives an address, it gives a specific address in Munich, Germany.
All right, I'm gonna
pretty happy with where this is going to go.
I'm going to go ahead and, since it's a resource we definitely didn't use very much on the first one, or the first season, but it's been really useful in the second one, I'm going to call New York.
Okay. Who'd you like to talk to first?
Dr. Stance.
Okay, yeah. He says, well, glad to hear from you. Surprised you're in France.
We've had some adventures.
It's like, I could write an entire memoir about just the past 2 days.
Yeah. He says, well, I'm glad to hear you guys are okay.
We'd like to inform about the river of slime that may be leading all the way from Germany to France.
And from France.
And then what we experienced in the channel.
He's like, this river of slime that leads across several countries has to be one of the biggest pieces of psychokinetic movement in, like, hundreds of years, because that baffles him as to how there could be that much all moving, flowing from a central point. He says, obviously you guys approached a end point and are working your way upwards. He says,
it's moving very slowly, so it must have been going on for a very long time.
So he says he'll look into that a little bit more and try and figure out if there's anything in history that might give an idea of where the source of this might be. Well, they've been trying to research the ring situation, and they have a bunch of negatives that they know it's not. They know it's not like the Ring of Solomon or the Ring of whatever, you know, this is something else, but they're still looking into it. The fact that the two people who were involved were Renaissance and the Age of Enlightenment, that did narrow down the search, so they're gonna be looking into that. Plus, that was like literally yesterday when you told them that, so it's like they're still looking into it, of course.
I'm also going to let him know about the report from the inspector about the death of the...
Right, and how, like, so are you going to suggest that that's maybe vampirism? Like, you're asking him what his take on that
is?
At this point, between werewolves and skeletons, I'm not going to rule out vampires.
Right. Stance basically says every time in their experience, they've been called at something that might be a vampire, it's either turned out to be a hoax or some kind of mind control possession thing. It's never truly been vampirism, but much like the werewolf thing, they don't think it's impossible.
And much like the werewolf thing, they believe it involves human possession.
You mean...
Has a human body been used to perform this?
You can take a regular human, and they can then be infected with super small microscopic ectoplasm material that would get into your body. Through contact, if it got into your bloodstream and had enough time to work, it could eventually become activated if certain conditions are met. So, like, if you were bitten by one of the werewolves, since we now know that they exist, the theory then would say that if you're bitten by a werewolf and it's in your bloodstream, once certain conditions are met, the ectoplasm becomes active and then it takes over. For the vampirism...
And it wasn't somebody who was on the train, because it came out of the black slime.
That's right.
It could have been the same guy we just fought. Mm.
I will say that when he did turn into this ethereal version and swirled, woof, just like a cloud, just zoomed right into the thing, it did look like the same unidentifiable mass that moved through in the channel that you guys saw.
Okay.
Did he, when we first hit him, did he go bleh, bleh?
But he says if vampirism is real, it would probably work the same way. It's not necessarily that, it has anything to do with religion or anything to do with actual magic, but there is a biological reason. If ectoplasm or psychokinetic energy does get into a human body, but not enough to kill them, it could maybe do something like that. He says, again, this is all very theoretical, but 4 days ago we were saying the same thing about werewolves, and then you guys had your experience. So, all
right. Can you book some, or 5 tickets to Munich?
Did you want to go by train, by plane, or by car?
I'm done with planes for a little bit, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of trains anymore, either.
I think...
All right, I guess we'll take the guys one then, never mind.
Okay, you'll take the guys one. Yeah. Did you guys also want to check in to London with Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, because...
Colin, Billy, how you doing?
It's like, so if you call, he answers, he's like, yo, what's up? This is the Ghostbusters. And so he's sitting in the firehouse, you know, just chilling out.
Like, taking our do we have any messages, Billy?
He's like, oh, it's you guys. He goes, oh, people are calling, they want, you know... There's more work to be done, but I ain't doing any of it. It's because he's not hired or trained, you know. I'm just answering the phones.
I love Billy, man. We get the European Ghostbusters.
Because he's bored. He spends his days at the firehouse. Saying, what's this thing doing? You know, it's like, and then at night he checks himself into the police station and sleeps in a cell.
How's your transformations coming? Are they lessened at all? Or
he says I haven't been feeling anything. You know, it hasn't been a full moon or anything, but I've been feeling great. He says I've been like. Been top of the world since that, and from when you guys met him versus to how he's acting now, he definitely does seem juiced up as opposed to before when he was just a normal dude.
See, drugs can't be good.
So happy because of a woman, or there was all this.
Yeah, he had that long sad sob story about everything that was terrible. But you're kind of getting the sense that if it's lasting this long, it's not just I'm great to be alive. It's like that would have worn off by now. But this is more of just like. Something's got him positive constantly.
Cool. Just, hey, let us know how it goes when you get to the next full moon.
He's like, all right, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm feeling good. Doing good. Like, rather not sleep in a police station anymore, but you know. But he hasn't transformed since then.
Well, after the next full moon, hopefully you'll be done and we'll know that everything's safe.
Well, you do also know that supposedly some of these things happened when there were werewolf attacks when there wasn't a full moon as well.
That's true.
But we just want to make sure.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, no problem. He says, just, I'm freaking bored out here. So, you know, if you got anything for me to do, just let me know. So he's like...
Dude, you're in one of the most metropolitan cities in the world.
He doesn't have any money, though. He was like, he was kicked out and he's staying in a hostel. And he lost his job back in the States, so...
Is there anything we can get him to do for us while we're...
He's answering the phones. What do we pay Nina?
I don't know. You want to just tell Ghostbusters in New York they got to start paying this guy.
Well, it's temporary, like, per diem, at least, you know?
If you want to do that, yeah, you guys can arrange it if you want.
Because he'll answer the phones. He'll say, hey, all we need you to do, man, is keep detailed notes of phone calls.
Cool. All right, yeah, you can do that. So basically, now you do have an established contact in London.
Right.
You have one, obviously, in New York.
I want to look up this address in Germany.
If you want to ask me, you know, calling in, you know, to have her look at it, she thinks she may have seen that in the records. Like, that, like this address may have been a client that they've served previously.
Okay.
And Van Helsing is from Germany.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you brought the books
that
Van Helsing
had.
Like, okay. I don't think it's like, oh, these legendary journals of Van Helsing. I'm going to leave that in London while I go, you know, hunt other monsters. Like, if you want to start looking through those to compare with what you've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Also, especially vampires and stuff.
Yeah. Give me another occult.
29.
34.
Yeah, you definitely find in there, with the help of Nina, because you guys are sitting down going through it together, you definitely do find evidence that this guy that you encountered in the catacombs, he's fitting the description of what Van Helsing would say, with some classic signs of vampirism, with the strength, you know, being something, with him transforming his form into something like smoky but ethereal, and going into the slime where no human would survive, obviously. Puncture wounds on the dead
and
guy.
Oh, and the effect of the slime when it hit him.
Yeah, the burning effect of the slime on him, because it wouldn't do that to a human. Good. Go ahead and give me your engineering if you want to see what you, to take care of this dark matter generator. Okay, count it up. But while this is happening, and you guys are on the phone and everything, the head concierge of the hotel, he comes and knocks on your guys' door, just wants to check if everything's okay because some startled guests saw you guys make a pretty shambling entrance with a dog that had dirt all over it, you know, and slime and gross.
We act more surprised that he's even asking. We're like, yeah,
fine. What? Like, what? Of course everything's fine.
What are you talking
about? He says, if now would be a good time to talk to you guys about the situation that's been happening at the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Because he stresses that money wouldn't be an object in this case.
That's good.
Because he closes the door behind him, he's very desperate, and he says that they're more than happy to pay you a large amount to take care of this problem.
Well, I don't think they know.
How much money you're going to be asking. No, they don't. They really don't. They really
don't. You write up a bill, they go, oh.
I'm just saying.
Like, money's not an object. Oh, we could pay you a large amount. I was like, no, you will pay.
I can imagine quite a bit.
I can imagine quite a bit. So he says, what's been happening is that after a certain time of night, one of the elevators, if you get into one of these elevators, into one particular elevator, after a certain point of night where it's really late at night, another button shows up for another floor. And some of the staff have gone to that floor because they would just be working late at night, like the cleaning staff and stuff like that. And that floor isn't supposed to exist, but there's supposedly this other floor of the hotel, and they've been hearing spooky noises, and it's been very dark and very scary, and supposedly there's a ghost that is haunting that whole level, but we'd like to take care of it, because if someone goes out and has too much to drink and parties, and they come back to the hotel, and they get in this elevator, and if it's after midnight, they may end up in a situation where they may not be coming back.
Right.
What's the floor?
Is it
the phantom floor?
It's like another floor of the hotel. It looks just like another floor.
Like what, but it has a letter instead of a number. Like what is it? What is
it's
it
just about? it just says like it says, I'll just say it says floor 4.5. And it does. He says that it would coincide with some of the history of what this hotel had. He says that way back in the day, like in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He's ashamed to say it doubled as like a brothel, but it burnt down, and they've since built this hotel on top of it.
Okay. All right. What time is it now?
I'd say 5:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
I'm going to order some food,
mm-hmm.
and if I haven't showered, shower, and then I'm going to sleep until then. You guys do your great work. Yeah.
All right, Briggs.
29 is what I rolled.
You rolled 29. Yeah, I mean, you can see how you can repair this. You would have to sacrifice one of your packs.
I'll sacrifice one pack, but I mean, we still can. You have another proton pack.
That's true. Maybe.
So, I mean, let's sacrifice that and let's just start getting this thing up and running.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we will end it there then, gentlemen.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution to our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half-price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Briggs, because that's not all. Tell them, fool.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us, or the Nerdy Show, on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
Yes. There's a ghost or something in my house. It's going crazy. It's like breaking dishes, and it opened a window last night, and it got really cold, and then it started raining. I'm not really sure what that means. It might just be the weather. But it's freaking me out, and you guys should probably call me back, because I get pretty scared, and I think it's following me. He's right back there. I let you talk to him, but he looks kind of mad. Anyway.
There's a big old walking taco walking right here. It's got arms and legs, and it keeps saying, "I'm going to take your soul." I need somebody to come over and check it out. We need the Ghostbusters. I need them to come get this taco.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.